'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us, fa la 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 la.
All right. One more fa la la and Tiny Tim gets it in the good leg. Don't even think about getting up until you're back in the lobby. Ho, ho, ho.
A Pink Jeans Holiday Special!
Music, cue music, cue lights, cue us walking out on stage. Woo! Hello, hello everyone! Woo! Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Rob Schulte.
I'm Brittany. Hi, yes. Hi. Hello.
She is. That is her. Brittany, hi.
There she is.
Brittany, I'm standing right now. Are you standing?
I am also standing on my tippy toes.
Wow. Well, yeah. I am now on one knee.
My calves now I'm back are to standing. Burning.
It's a lot of work to put together a holiday special, but we did it.
We did it.
Put in work. And I'm very proud. I'm proud of this year in general.
I am too. But you know why we did this? Because we want to give back.
You have to give back.
Well, you don't have to. It's not a requirement unless you want to go to heaven, which I do.
That's true. I'm already there. I mean, I'm so happy.
Oh,
I
right.
I feel like I'm already there.
Because it's a holiday special.
It is. And especially important around the holidays to reflect, say thank you.
And maybe have a couple of special guests stroll in onto the stage with our live audience and just leave us a little like Christmas cheer or holiday cheer or Hanukkah cheer, or Kwanzaa cheer, or,
you know, tree in the house cheer. That's
cheer.
What I say.
Just cheer.
Yeah.
So this has been a weird year, right? It's been a good
very
one.
Weird year.
Yeah.
A very, very weird year. And I guess that goes all the way back to the beginning of 2019 when we decided it would be a good idea.
You decided, but I was there.
Yes. I decided that because I made a promise to a handful of listeners that I should fulfill that promise.
Yes.
And cover the Children of the Corn series in an off season of Pumpkin Spice podcast.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out, how many Children of the Corns are there?
Okay, so let's open up the DVD shelf of the podcast. And you bought a collection of movies, correct? There were seven?
Yes, I got Children of the Corn 1 through 7 on a single package of DVDs.
And I got like Children of the Corn 2 through 6, something very odd.
Yes.
That, like, didn't have the first one in it. And we got to the end of our respective DVDs and we realized, oh my God, there's another one. So
there's another one. How many are there? Like 8, 9? Are there 9
Yeah,
now?
And then there was another one that was slated to be released on Amazon Video as we were editing what we thought was going to be our last episode. We said no more.
I said, Rob, seriously, I cannot. Please don't make me do it. Please.
She's like, I'm not going to work with you anymore.
No, I would never. No, I'll continue to work with you no matter what.
Take
my fingernails out of their nail beds. I'm still going to work with Rob Schulte. Why would you do that to me? But I mean,
well,
a friend is a friend.
I did it to myself.
Till the end.
I was just as eager to have a reason to stop. At that point, I don't even think I'm quite reflecting on the amount of films correctly. It just got to a point where you're just like, what? There's still more? No.
Yeah. You know what my favorite part of Children of the Corn was?
The corn?
Well, no. When our friend Adam joined us on an episode.
Ah, Adam Pranica from the hit podcast Friendly Fire and the Greatest Generation.
Yeah, that one. That Adam.
That Adam Pranica.
Not the other one. We all
Man,
hold
that guy's
hands.
Funny.
He's hilarious.
We did hold hands, the digital hands.
Yes. Hey, look who it is. Special guest, speak of the devil. It's Adam Pranica, joined by Ben Harrison.
All right, it looks like we're going.
Hey, Robin, Brittany. It's Ben and Adam.
Hello.
We're dialing in from the Uxbridge Shimoda holiday party, which Rob Was technically invited to, but he's in New York, so we couldn't fly him out for it.
Yeah, we're having our holiday party at a random Los Angeles restaurant with a patio.
This nacho's for you guys. Happy holidays.
You guys are doing great work. We love you very much. Have a great holiday season.
Ta-ta.
Wow. Brittany, I didn't even know they were going to join us, and they drove on stage in that car.
Yeah, they ran over a few people in the process, but, you know, we already got their ticket money, so it's fine.
No refunds. That's a great little segue there, because Ben was on the first episode of this year's proper season when we covered the Scream franchise.
Yeah, Scream on Pumpkin Spice podcast. We did that. We did all four Screams. And you know what I have to say about Ben? That was when we came back for a new season of Pumpkin Spice. And so I hadn't watched any horror movies for like 6 months. And then, you know, I roll out of bed the day we were going to record and I watch Scream, the first one. And it's actually very genuinely scary. Like, I was scared the whole time. And then I went to go record with you guys and he was, you know, experiencing my PTSD.
Oh, no.
And was so like, are you okay? But, you know, after I got into like Scream 3, like, I'm totally fine. You know what I mean? But
there was one episode left. You know, at that point,
it was, I mean, and I could handle it. You know, I jumped into the deep end. It was cold. That's how he experienced me. But, you know, I'm okay. Right, Rob?
I think the first episode of any new season is challenging waters. And yes. I know how that feels. I mean, I was sitting on a weird cushion instead of a chair. We all had levels of
discomfort.
Yeah. But it still was a successful season and a successful episode. Lots of fun. My best memory of the Scream season was when we decided that the killer was not called Ghostface. He was called Scream.
Yeah.
He was just Scream. He's Scream. Everyone knows him by Scream. He's Scream.
He's just, isn't he Scream?
You know who else is a Scream?
Oh, well, start at the beginning, because there's so many people I can think of.
A guest on another episode of Pumpkin Spice Podcast.
Who is it?
Writes for a magazine called Humongous, editor-in-chief. Ever heard of it?
Yeah. John DeVore.
He's a Scream.
We didn't plan that, but we nailed it.
John was very sorry that he couldn't come to the special that we're hosting right now live. But he did send in a message for us that he wanted you all to hear, and it is timely. So check this one out.
Hey, Brittany. Hey, Rob. It's John DeVore. I am walking through Brooklyn. It is very cold, and I am on my way to see Rise of Skywalker. Very excited. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever. I don't know your shit. And also, I wanted to say how thrilled I was this year to be part of the Pumpkin Spice podcast. The two of you are very funny, very nice. Well, Brittany is very nice, very funny, very lovely. Rob, you're a monster. I hope to see you both in 2020. I got nothing else. I'm going to go see Star Wars. Yes. May the Force be with us all.
Wow. Thanks, John.
You never know what you're going to get with that guy.
Like, honestly, it's a grab bag.
Yeah. But if you want more John DeVore, you can listen to that Scream episode as well as our live episode almost 1 year ago. It's our Christmas episode.
That's right.
At Alamo Draft House. Oh, my God, Brittany, look out.
Whoa.
Hi, I'm Richard Dean Anderson. On behalf of the entire cast and crew of MacGyver, I'd like to wish you all the best of holidays and a happy new year.
This is so great.
This is the best time of my life.
We have a particular style of podcasting.
We really do. It's like you're here in the room with us, with our live studio audience.
We are. We're like a Sonny and Cher, but better.
Right. And divorced. Divorced.
Maybe like we're more Osmond-like.
But more like identical cousins. You know?
Yes.
Like the
yes.
cousins
Patty
when
Duke.
We wear matching clothes sometimes. But and like people
sometimes.
Are like, we
How
know.
About all the time?
Well, I mean, I don't know what your PJs look like. I have nothing to do with that. So if you're also wearing like an oversized NASCAR t-shirt to bed, I'm going to be weirded out.
No, everyone knows I have lumberjack PJs.
Yeah. Well, now we know.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone knows
except
that.
For me. Hey, so you know what MacGyver makes me think of? The TV show We had our second
the
season.
Other podcast.
Yeah, our other yes. podcast. It was our second season of this show. First season was very like Dawson's Creek heavy. We had lots of Frasier, Home Improvement, all kinds of gems. But second season, we really wanted to branch out and bring the fans all kinds of just like kooky episodes from shows that we all know and love. Or maybe we all know and we're like, I've never seen Ally McBeal before, but let's do it.
Or, oh yeah, MacGyver has a first name. What episode did we hear that in?
Yeah, I cannot believe MacGyver's name is... You know what I mean? I'm still blown away that it wasn't Chad.
Yeah, well, it was pretty close. I think that was a surprisingly... entertaining couple of episodes when we went back and watched those.
Dude, Merlin needs a deodorant.
Man, Brittany, I had a lot of thoughts about the TV show this year.
Okay.
Some of them being like, how do you pick the episodes, you know,
how
like
you
as a host?
Them? Yeah, it's
well,
hard.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's just like, it has to be something that like, if you were at a dinner party, someone would be like, yeah, we've all seen Frasier, but have you seen the episode where the dad eats a pot brownie?
Yes.
Those are the episodes.
Right. It is like the memorable episode, the one that like stuck with you.
Yeah, you don't even have to necessarily like the show, but that episode is something you will not forget. That's how we pick the TV show episodes.
Except for that one time when we decided, sticking with tradition, season finale.
Tradition.
Tradition.
When we brought on our super secret guest that is no longer secret, your brother, Graham High, to pick an episode for the season 2 finale, he picked a fantastic episode of Batman the Animated Series
yes.
where we all got to audition roles
yes.
in it. And it was it was the most fun I've had all season.
Yes. Let's just play it.
We should probably listen to that again.
Okay, let's go around the horn. We got to all give our tigress impressions. I'll start. Can I get a little motivation, please?
All right, you're rocking the bridge. Batman is trying to take your true mate. So you would rather kill the both of you than to let him get away and be with Selina. So you're leaping towards Batman to take the both of you to possible death.
And I'm a giant 8-foot cat human, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right.
Whenever you're
Rob Schulte, cat, all right. Rarg! Yeah. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I think we got that one in the can.
You got the part.
You'll let me know? Oh, wow, thank you. I'm SAG, so if that does anything.
From those two lines, we could pretty much get everything we need. For this episode, so
great, thank you,
Brittany. I'm sorry, actually, you know, we gotta do some pickups,
yeah. I'm
and ready. Rob isn't available. Do you mind giving us that a little bit more kind of feline to it,
yeah?
Like,
well, I don't have like the man voice, so hold on, I'll do it in a man voice. Oh, I didn't realize the character was male. That better?
Yeah, you got it now. I'm sorry. You got it now.
Rob?
I'm back in. I was wondering if you needed me to do any pickups or...
Well, we were going to see if Graham was going to try it out.
So I'm on the bridge. I'm going to just push play on my end so I could really... This is me falling down. This is me falling down the ravine. All right, so it dips to black.
Holy shit. I'm going to actually remove myself from the running. I don't think that my part's needed.
Once again, I removed myself
yes!
from the running.
And If you need anything, just call Graham. He's just the best. He actually sent us in a special message for the holiday.
Even better, Brittany.
What?
He's here right now.
Oh, my God. What? How did you get in my house?
Graham, hi.
Woo!
Hey guys, it's Graham, and I wanted to wish you and your listeners happy holidays. And all of my words will probably be lacking. So I'm going to quote from a film that Brittany and I used to watch growing up that we are going to watch this weekend. An American classic called Ernest Saves Christmas. Ah, smell those Christmas trees. You can keep your channel number 5. Just give me a whiff of the old lonesome pine. That symbol of brotherly love. That centerpiece that all mankind gathers round to share the cranberry sauce shaped like a can. That was my impression of an earnest laugh. Hey, maybe we should review that movie sometime. Ooh. Love you guys. And I'm so proud of you.
Well, weird that you were in that chamber when you spoke to us, but thanks again for being on the show.
Praying for you. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
You know what was one of the most fulfilling things about this past year?
I could guess, but I'd like to know what you think.
What if you guessed really wrong? You were like, when you started wearing, like, pants instead of wearing just dresses every day?
Well, you bought those Oprah pants.
Yes,
so you could forgive me if I thought that was an issue.
Well, you know, prior to 2019, I actually only wore... This isn't actually what I was going to say, but then I had to explain. I previously only wore dresses or skirts. I never wore pants. And I came to 2019 and I said, one of my resolutions is I wear pants. And all my friends were like, I don't believe it. And I'm like, no, it's going to happen. And now I wear pants just like a normal person.
You're a pant person.
I wear pants sometimes. It's crazy. I'm like, putting on my pants. This is weird. I'm wearing pants right now. But the most fulfilling thing about 2019 to me in the realm of podcasting was producing America, This Is You.
Oh, yeah.
With Rob Schulte. You. That's you.
Yeah.
For America's Funniest Home Videos in partnership with SiriusXM. That was so meaningful to me.
It was a blast. It was a lot of work, a lot of fun. It was very rewarding. And I think people are there, you know, we walk down the street now and people are looking at us a little differently.
Yeah.
You know, gonna have to wear sunglasses.
I won an award. Remember?
Yeah. Brittany won an award.
I have an actual award now for the podcast.
Yeah. At SiriusXM, I got the, are you in today award? And you got like a very good award to put on your desk.
Yeah. But also, you know, I was telling you about this and you really put it in perspective for me. The day the podcast was launched, right? America, This Is You. Like 20 people. I walked into work and like 20 people, it's like texting, emailing, coming up to me, being like, where's the links to the podcast? Where's the podcast? I need the podcast. And I was telling Rob, I'm like, get off my butt. You know, it's like, this is so much pressure. It's like, look, the podcast, you just search for it, by the way. But hold on. Let me stop everything I'm doing to give you links. I was telling Rob this. And he was like, Brittany, we have never experienced anyone being like, I need to hear your podcast. I need it. Where's your podcast? We've never had anybody harass us about making podcasts. We've never had anybody begging us for the links to listen to our podcast. So I was like, wow, that is really a different perspective. And I should just, I'm not used to this feeling, right?
Yeah, neither am I. It is very, very new. And although it does feel good when people are like, hey, I've binged all of your seasons. It's great of like TV show or Pumpkin Spice. None, like, I have never had someone like, knock, knock, knock. could you give me those links to your podcast? Yeah. I'm dying to listen to them.
Yes.
I'm going to share it with people at a meeting at noon. So if you could get those to me, it's like, no, you always hear it after the fact. And it's very, I don't know. It's a new feeling, like you say.
Yeah, it's like somebody's like, hey, can I have links to the podcast? I wanted to send it to Will Smith. I was like, okay, is this my life? And then I was following up with them being like, so did he like it?
I remember waking up one morning and opening the Twitter.com app and seeing that Tom Bergeron had retweeted something of mine and then going, he was an early riser because I was up early on the East Coast and he's a West Coast man.
There you have it. You heard it here first.
It felt good.
Yeah, it sure did.
He's a real character. Love that guy.
Oh my God, do you hear that? Is that... Oh my God! Santa's here! Santa! Come give me a hug!
Yes! Brittany, I know I've been nice. I double-checked the list before he could even double-check it. We're both getting gifts this year.
Why? I'm definitely on the naughty list. I for sure am. I have like a whole list of all the fuck... Excuse me. All
hey, don't
the
say that.
Messed
he's got...
up things I've done this year.
No, don't worry about it. Just let's bask in the glory of Santa's glow, okay?
He's beautiful.
And while we do that, a little guest named Allie McBeal is here to sing a holiday tune for us all.
Anybody who's like, I hate when people sing that song because it sexualizes Santa, I just have to say... Why not? We sexualize literally everything, including feet. So why would Santa be off the table? Cue the music.
I'm Juliette, singing Santa Baby.
Baby.
Yes, I'm game.
Santa Baby, just like a
while the song plays, I'd like to remind everyone that the best gift you can give this holiday season is the gift
kiss on the mouth
of a Patreon subscription for Pink Jeans.
Yes, 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 yes.
Get on patreon.com/pinkjeans. You'll support us. We'll be able to give you the bonus episodes that we will be doing in 2020, as well as every other fun little tidbit that we put in behind the paywall.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, Brittany, I'd like to say thanks again to Jeremy Siegel for both of our theme musics and helping us edit and produce Pumpkin Spice this year. The more patrons we get, the more we can get Jeremy on to help us with other shows.
That's right. Thanks, Jeremy.
And thanks to everyone who has been on the show this year that we mentioned, as well as anyone we may not have.
Ben, Adam, John, Tim, Graham. We need to get some ladies up in here. Ladies, if you want to be on this podcast, I got you, girl. Hit me up. I'll copy Rob if you feel like it, but hit me up and we'll get you on the podcast.
I think that's a great idea. So, we'll see everyone again in 2020. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. Unhappy holidays. Okay, on the count of three.
Happy holidays. We didn't count.
Okay, yeah, my story.
It's okay. We can line them up.
All right. See you later.